You're listening to SBS News.
Hi everyone, I'm Ricardo Gonsalves. This is SBS On The Money. For this Friday, the 4th of September 2020, it's your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap. What a shocker of a day for the share market. The S&P ASX 200 down by 3%. $5,925, $58 billion wiped from the boards of our top 200 listed companies. It's the worst one-day fall since May the 1st. All sectors finished in the red. Of the major stocks, CSL down 4%, BHP off 3.8%, and Westpac lost about 3.1%. It was the worst of the big four banks. But it was all really about the tech sector. Technology stocks hit pretty hard. WiseTech Global was the worst of the 200, down 7.2%. Appen lost a fair bit of ground today. Only six out of the top 200 stocks finished in the black. The best performer, Sky City Entertainment, the casino company, up by 3.6%. But as I mentioned, it was all about technology stocks after a huge sell-off on New York on Wall Street and on the NASDAQ overnight. And for more on the market action, I spoke earlier with Fiona Clark from Merrick Capital. Fiona, the local market fell today. Why?
Well, yes, a big fall in our market today, and it comes after some pretty ordinary leads from overseas markets, in particular the US. So the S&P 500 was down 3.5%, and the NASDAQ, the tech-heavy sector, was down 5%, with big losses, particularly Apple, as a headline, down 8%. To be totally honest, I think the market was a little bit relieved that we saw this fall. There had been a concern that the tech sector had sort of gone beyond any form of real valuation, so this was seen as a really healthy pullback. So while, of course, you know, shareholders will be disappointed at these losses, it's probably seen as a particularly, you know, a good thing. And our market has followed suit today.
What about the local tech sector? What's your take?
Well, our local tech sector has followed suit. You know, it's called the WAX stock, so WiseTech, Appen, Afterpay, Altium, and Xero. So they've all fallen +5%. I think that's not unexpected. Valuations for our sort of tech sector aren't quite, I wouldn't think, as hefty as in the US. But some of those pullbacks are quite good, healthy numbers to see. So not surprising that we've seen that sector underperform today. We also saw not necessarily technical stocks per se, but online retailers, for example, Kogan, Redbubble, Temple & Webster, they've also been hit heavily today in line with that sort of tech theme.
We're seeing a bit of an index rebalance. Is that having an impact?
Yeah, so we saw the quarterly rebalance for the major ASX S&P sectors today, and it's actually had no impact because there have been so many other things going on. In fact, I think Auckland International Airport's been the only one of the 10 stocks that are in and out of the ASX 200 index that actually rose today. But it can have an effect because this benchmark, the companies that are in the ASX 200, are the ones that the big, particularly the passive fund managers will own. So it can have an impact going forward as those stocks actually are reweighted in terms of portfolio. So the ones that were added were, as I mentioned, Auckland International Airport, AUB Group, Ramelius Resources, Westgold Resources and Zipco. The ones taken out, we saw Macmillan Shakespeare, New Hope, U-Media, Orocobre and Southern Cross Media. So we might see a little bit of volatility in the share performance of those companies over the next couple of weeks.
And we had the Virgin Creditors meeting today. What happened?
Well, the proposal put forward by Bain, the $3.5 billion proposal, was approved. On the good side, what it means for the company is that most of the staff will keep their jobs, about 2/3. All staff entitlements will be paid. We'll see also any travel bookings will go ahead, as well as those booked with the Velocity Frequent Flyer program. On the negative side, a third of the employees will lose their jobs, and unsecured bondholders will only receive between 9 and 13 cents in the dollar. But to be honest, it's a removal of uncertainty for the business. It means that things can progress and move forward. It will be a slightly different looking airline. It'll be smaller, it'll be more value focused, less international trips, and certainly a smaller fleet of aircraft. But it is well received, I think, by pretty much everybody, and a good result today.
Fiona Clark there from Merrick Capital. Let's focus in on the US though, and technology stocks. The NASDAQ saw a 5% decline overnight. It follows a 9% fall on stocks like Tesla, the electric car maker. Apple fell 8% overnight, and Google owner Alphabet down by 5%. But for the year, or since the low of March, the NASDAQ has actually risen 67%. So where now? What are the risks, and what are the opportunities for investors? For that and more, I spoke earlier with John Noonan from Thomson Reuters. Given it was tech stocks that was the hardest hit, Tesla down 9%, Apple 8%, Google parent Alphabet down 5%, what does that say about the recent interest in the technology sector, especially in the US?
It's been remarkable. Since the start of this year, Tesla is up around 500%. Apple has been up before this move lower. It was up over 90%. So, you know, it's a huge momentum trade. Valuations were sky high. So I think those moves that we saw last night and over the last 2 days with Tesla, which is down about 19%, I think it's more of a speeding ticket when you consider how much gains they have made since the start of the year. These moves aren't that great, but of course they have such huge capitalization. They have affected the entire market. So there's a lot of leverage money into those stocks, and that's the worrying factor. So to me, the most important thing is how we close tonight. As I say, it's before a three-day weekend. If we see similar type moves tonight in the tech stocks and in the broader markets, this could be a correction of maybe 10 to 15% for the broader markets quite easily.
Speaking of that broader market, I mean, it's been running hot quite lately. The Fed's been pumping more money into the economy. You've got the ongoing pandemic. Down the track in just a few months, you've got the US federal election. What does this all mean for stocks?
Some of these moves that we've seen in global stock markets really don't really tell the fundamental story. The traders and investors are not looking at fundamentals. They're trading off the liquidity, not only being provided by central banks, but also the fiscal spending that's been done around governments around the world, including here in Australia. When you have that much money out there, it's got to go somewhere. And so all the market's been focused on, I think, until now, is they've been ignoring some of the fundamentals. As you say, COVID-19 is not going away anytime soon. And you can probably throw in there the rising tension between China and the West, which can also have a very negative effect. So there's plenty of uncertainty. Central banks have talked about it. The Reserve Bank of Australia is saying we're in unprecedented times, not seen since the Great Depression. The Federal Reserve is saying that they really don't see a way out of this, that it's going to be smooth at all. But investors have been focused on liquidity. If that focus changes to the fundamentals, with valuations so high, we could have a decent correction lower on our hands.
Market running so hot, and then you have especially those tech stocks doing super well. We've seen a rise in retail investors, many who I guess are really inexperienced in the share market wanting to jump on board. What's your message to them?
The message would have to be that, you know, we've had such a good move higher, and those who are playing the big momentum stocks that we've seen over the last few months, if they're leveraged, they should look to get out. I think that, you know, this could be more than a speeding ticket. If you're leveraged and we have a 15-20% correction, it's not going to be a good story. I don't see the markets going down tremendously. I don't think we're going to be testing anywhere near the lows that we saw in March. So there will be buying opportunities, but if you're leveraged, you won't be able to get into those buying opportunities. For the more passive investor, for the self-funded retiree, for the self-managed super, it's not a bad story at all. The financials, which a lot of investors are loaded up with, they've underperformed this year horribly. In fact, they're losing money. So I think that if tech stocks and the high flyers, they could still correct lower. And if there's rotation, which I believe there will be, the relative cheap valuations of some of the financial stocks, the bank stocks in particular, I think will be fairly attractive. And there will be more central bank liquidity being provided, which is a positive thing. And I believe, too, that there will be more fiscal help, not only coming from our government, but also in the U.S. as well. The election is definitely a something that we have to get past. It's only 2 months away, the U.S. election, that is. And not only do we not know how it's going, who's going to win, we might not even have a decision. There could be something approaching a constitutional crisis if the election results are contested. So these are uncertainties, unprecedented uncertainties that could weigh on the markets for a while. But I, as I say, I do think that it's not going to be all doom and gloom, but we could be for a period of some instability.
John Noonan there from Thomson Reuters. Ending up on retail sales figures from the Bureau of Statistics, up by 3.2% in July. For the year, up 12%. But ANZ argues we may be at peak retail sales. Household goods led the rise, and I guess that's unsurprising given we're spending a lot more time at home and wanting to make our homes a lot more comfortable as a result. But the Commonwealth Bank made a good point today, one of its economists in a note, saying that a lot of these household goods that many of us are purchasing right now, washers and fridges, for example, they're made overseas. So the Australian economy isn't necessarily reaping the full reward. So I guess that might be something to consider when making these types of purchases. Well, that is it for On The Money for this Friday, the 4th of September 2020. I'm actually taking a bit of a break. I've got 2 weeks off, spending some time in Wollongong to see the family. So On The Money, the podcast and webcast, will return in 2 weeks' time. Until then, I'll catch you soon.